And indeed, you are signaling what I hope is something prescient. Because if there is no delegation opposing F6E, my sense is that there may be no opposition to F13, in which case I would have to come back and say, let us choose one or the other. And as you have indicated, there is a little bit more detail and substance in F13. But let me not go get ahead of myself. Let me now ask delegations that support F13. And remember now, I'm putting you under as much pressure as I am. I would have preferred to have a process by which we collapse these into two options. But if we take the time to do that, we will never get to terminology. So I'm taking you step by step. It is not a perfect way of doing this, but we have exhausted going around the room on our views. So there will be things we can do to fix finally whatever we agree on. But right now it's a binary choice we have to make because we are not having the time to prolong this. So countries or delegations that support the retention of F13 as a global indicator. You can support more than one. Remember, the model we are using here is that we get them right. We get them written, then we get them right. That's a story from my old legal writing teacher, which is that you first get the universe settled and then you improve it. So countries in support, okay, thank you. Countries vehemently opposed, countries opposed, sorry, to F13. There are none. Switzerland and Germany. Please keep your flag up if you're opposing F13. Okay, we have three countries, and so Bangladesh, I cannot ask for a response. I only saw Switzerland first, and I was about to ask Switzerland to explain, and now we do not. So we convert F13 to white. Of course, only three members expressed opposition, but clearly we don't have convergence until we have convergence. F13 bis, number of countries with bilateral initiatives to strengthen the statistical capacity of developing countries in collection, analysis, management, and use of disaster risk information. Countries in support of keeping F13 bis as a global indicator, please raise your flags. There are none. Bhutan. And okay, countries opposed to the retention of F13 bis as a global indicator. So what about everybody else? Okay, so F13 bis goes to white. F15, and I want to remind colleagues, we are not renegotiating targets. I did not expect that the simple measurement of these indicators would be this difficult. We have narrowed down from a kitchen sink to a few options. I think we are at risk now of undoing the spirit of this indicator. I don't want to belabor this point, but I think a great effort had been made to simply measure the things that we feel would be important to be measured. I would have hoped for a greater effort to bridge these indicators. Bearing in mind what has always been said, that target F is crucial in the implementation of Sendai overall. Nevertheless, we are where we are. Sorry, F12. Countries in support of F12, please raise your flags. Countries opposed to F12, please raise your flags. It's mid-afternoon, but you know, okay, F12 goes to white. Countries in support of F12 alt, please raise your flags. Pardon me?